upon the occurrence of a vacancy in the special prosecutor's office, the current bill says the president shall appoint some other person to act for 6 months before a replacement is made. We think that that is needless. Why not simply apply the provision of clause 16, sub clause 2, and have the deputy special prosecutor, who is provision for which is made in this bill, to act in the position until a new substantive special prosecutor is appointed in accordance with the statutory appointment process. And we also think that 6 months is too long, between 3 and 4 months, or more specifically, I mean, in these cases, we also suggest more use of days rather than months, because you can calculate days better. The effective power of nomination in this process, we believe, rests with of selection, rests with the Attorney General. Now, we think this is important for the reason I mentioned earlier, that because the power of the of prosecution belongs constitutionally to the Attorney General, it would raise constitutional difficulties where the Attorney General to be cut out of the process of appointing the person, and for the president to use his executive authority to appoint somebody who exercises power that the Constitution has vested exclusively in the Attorney General. So
you heard the representative of civil society organizations, Professor Henry Kwesi Prempeh, on the Special Prosecutor's Bill.